Hey, beautiful people. I'm Sarah, and welcome to my show, Ignited by Inner Beauty, a podcast that is setting the world on fire with body positivity, female empowerment, and self-love. If you need some feel-good vibes and a reminder of just how beautiful you truly are, then you came to the right place. I'm so excited to share what's in store for you today. And welcome to episode 38 of Ignited by Inner Beauty. If you'd like to support the show, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and share it with a friend. That really helps me get out the message of inner beauty and highlight all of the incredible women we have featured on the show. Today we have Pama Caruso. She and I met when we did the Disney College program. We had a lot of fun running around in Disney World together. We were in the same apartment building and had a lot of fun at that point in our lives. And now she is a photographer. Oh, I would say wedding photographer, but she really does so much more as well. So incredible photographer in the Colorado area. It was so wonderful speaking with her about how she captures beauty and also just makes people feel comfortable in front of a camera. We talked a lot about how people can be uncomfortable with their bodies and how that really comes up during photo sessions and how Pama handles that so gracefully and is just an excellent wedding photographer, making people feel comfortable and just letting their inner beauty shine out within their photos. So I just loved speaking with Pama. She is beautiful inside and out. And without further ado, here is our interview. Well, thank you so much, Pama, for being on the show. I'm so excited to interview you and to have everyone hear about your inner beauty. Why don't you start us off and introduce yourself and talk a little bit about how you are ignited by inner beauty?
Thank you, Sarah, for first of all, just having me. Bit of an honor. My name is Palma. I am the creator of my own photography business, Pama Caruso Photography in Colorado. And I think I am, ignited by beauty. It can be tough, different days, different feelings. And for me right now, it's just kind of, I just empowerment and comfort from behind the lens and just capturing other people's moment and making them see what I see. Because I think what happens is a lot of people kind of feel, embarrassed to be in front of a camera and they go, there's the stigma of camera ends 10 pounds to a photo. And I think it's just been a huge spark in me to take a photo how I see someone, and when they look at it, before even touching the edits, the colors, any little micro thing, they are instantly in awe and feel empowered, and the rest of the sessions go great. And that's what I think today I am ignited by inner beauty.
I love that so much. That's such a great point. I didn't even think about that. It could be such a comfort. I'm sure it's such a comfort for everyone to have you as a photographer being like supportive and knowing that people can be feel really insecure, about themselves in the camera. So to have someone, make them feel comfortable can really help for sure. But I love that. So first, I feel like I have to say that before you were have this lovely business, you were had the great job of being on the Jungle Cruise, and we met through doing the Disney College program together. So that's just another fun fact that I love. Another skill that you have, being a skipper.
Thanks. Yeah, I definitely love doing that. And I think, it was something that Disney just pretty much, I didn't think I was going to get. I didn't even put that in my odds. And Disney just knew from a conversation with me where to put me. And I was extremely terrified. And, it's great to see how that has helped me in the future, with just skills of talking to people, making them feel comfortable and laughing. And I think it was a great step for me.
Yeah, I love that. That's such a good point. It is like you know, for people who haven't been on the Jungle Cruise, it's like a comedy act, like that you got to do all the time too. It was so funny. And like, I love that I got to be on your boat too. Just such a good time. And then, you know, but yeah, that's like in a way still making people feel comfortable or making them laugh or have a good time definitely carries over to your business now. But yeah, tell me a little bit about that. I know before you were definitely always interested in photography, but yeah, talk about a little bit how you got started with your business.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I've always been one behind the camera, taking the photos, taking the moments. Got my first official small little camera when I was, I don't know, maybe 12 or so, and could not go anywhere without it and always had it. And, you know, I had this time in my life a little over a year ago where my career changed, and it was a huge thing for me and a huge shock. And I didn't know where I was going to go from there. And my husband had said, you know, why don't you do something you love for a little bit? Like, why don't you just forget what a job is and just go do a hobby, whether you do something for free for a little bit or whatnot. And so I made the investment of a really nice big boy camera, and it just has kind of evolved into this greater thing that I didn't know I could possibly have. So what I do is I have a bunch of different types of photography I do. I do landscape, which is one, but my main thing is engagements and weddings and elopements. Those are my main. I like just that moment that you're capturing. That's a special moment, something that you can't re-record, redo, you know, like we do senior headshots and things like that. And you can always say, oh, let's retry that again. But, you know, the moment your partner gets down on their knee and asks you the biggest question, getting that face makes me tear up every time. So, yeah.
That's really sweet. I love that. Did you set out to specifically do like engagement and wedding photography first, or you're like, I want to do this, or you're just interested in getting behind a camera, however that turned out?
At first I was just interested in getting behind the camera. I didn't know what I was going to do, if it's just going to be people. I'm in a super small town, so like local photos is something that's like great here. But it was interesting is right at this time in my life when I was like, all right, I'm going to buy a camera, I'm going to set out to do this. I saw on our local Facebook page that there was another photographer looking for someone who could help behind the scenes, carry lights, carry items, change out lights, things like that on the go. And I reached out and I was like, hey, like, I'm available, I'd love to help you. And she's a fantastic photographer, and she's really encouraged me to also go on my own journey of it instead of just being a second shooter. And it's been fantastic because sometimes you don't really get those supports. You know, there's always a big competition around and people don't want to give you the secrets. And I was very fortunate that I ended up just somehow connecting with a local photographer that was willing to give me all her secrets and help me grow to the best of my abilities. And yeah.
Aww. Women supporting women. Love to see it.
Exactly.
That's so great. And it's grown from there. So it seems like, you know, looking at your portfolio and your website, you've done so many great engagements and weddings. That's so exciting to see. How has that journey been like growing your business?
Yeah. I mean, it's been fantastic, especially working with this other photographer. She was a lot higher up on the scale, with more connections and things. So she ended up having this wedding at this location called the Tempter House. And it's this big, big house that sits on the top of a mountain that you can't just walk to. It's a ski in, ski out. So we actually had to get like snow catted up and down kind of thing. So super small, intimate. And I think that being for me, like the first wedding to see in the most amazing, beautiful location you could ever imagine, I think really sparked that, you know, comfort and just really wanted to push me to do more, see more. And cause you know, you're really just getting those super intimate moments. And when I tell you it's a big house, but it's also very small. You're on a deck with maybe like six chairs total, and you really got to move around others without really, Well, to say like you really don't want to like interrupt anyone, right? So just being able to capture those moments and not interrupt other people's moments, it's phenomenal. And it's not even just like the bride and groom and the mom and dad, it's the rest of the family that's in the back crying. And you know, you see the uncle who's never shed a tear in his life and he's bawling his eyes out, you know, just capturing those sweet things that they may have missed during their time.
That sounds so sweet. Like you get to really, you really have an eye for all of that. Maybe the small moments that, well, the couple will get to look back on forever, right? That maybe they didn't notice right in the corner, like when originally you were taking a shot. That's so cool.
Yeah. And they tend to be the best moments too. I had another one where this mom was so good at hiding from the camera. She did not want to be a part of it. And it was this beautiful barn, beautiful big dress. And there was a small little crack between the dress and the door that I actually saw the mom staring at the dress from the outside. And she was like biting on her glasses. And she looked like this face of just, she was seeing the future for her daughter. And I just was able to capture it, and she had no idea. But even just showing her later, she was like, okay, you get a pass. That's a good one. Like, yeah, they're
Oh,
just
that's so
incredible
sweet.
moments.
That's so nice. So what would you say like is your favorite part of being a photographer? It seems like you get to witness a lot of that, but was there anything maybe surprising to you as you took this hobby into more of your career?
I mean, just the confidence in myself, knowing that I do catch these moments, the feedback I hear from it later. You know, even as someone who does any type of art, you criticize, you're the biggest judgment to yourself. You know, you're your biggest critic. So you're like, oh yeah, I kind of did okay, but just at the end of the night, you put your SD card in, put it on your computer, and you just are amazed by yourself is like the biggest boost you can have. And it's definitely taught me that I, you know, I'm good at something. You know, you're always like, I don't know if I'm good at this. I don't know if I'm good at that. But it definitely has given me confidence in something that I know I'm good at, and it makes me proud of that. And that's something I've learned about myself along just this journey.
I love that. So, like a lot of self-empowerment through doing what you love.
Yeah.
That's great. And so I know we mentioned it before, but tell me a little bit about maybe for people who are uncomfortable in front of the camera or you know, just how do you make people have a good time or you know, get those perfect moments really captured?
Yeah, I think it all just comes down to when you choose your photographer, just being comfortable with them. You know, sometimes people go off pricing and they're like, oh, they've charged the least and that's all I can do right now, or this or that. But really, it's just getting to really know your photographer as a friend. And once you get to that level, it just becomes, you know, friends hanging out and motivating each other and just giving them, you know, what you're seeing. You're like, ooh, girl, that looks so good right now. I can't wait to show you this in a second. And just letting them know you're there for them. Sometimes too, everyone's a little bit different. And usually people will tell you what they need to feel comfortable. And you kind of get those from little cues that they tell you, whether it's about how they look, whether they're like, oh, I don't know if this shirt's too tight, or you know, I have rosacea and my cheeks flare up, and just letting them know that, hey, it's okay, and I can help touch some stuff up later, and don't worry about it. And just giving them that reassurance helps a lot. And even music, honestly, music can go so far, especially seniors. You know, they're getting ready for high school and leaving high school and going to college in the real world. And during that time, you can just play some music of their favorite types of music and get them really in their own comfort zone, can definitely help just make everything go smoother.
I really like that. That's so cute. Like, yeah, I could see just like forgetting the cameras there and just kind of like bop into some music and like, you know, having that just like the joy shine through, right?
Yeah, and just communication. I mean, I've definitely ran into photographers who are very strict and stern, and they don't open up, and it can make you, as like someone getting your photo taken, just kind of freeze up as well, and you can see that through the lens. So just being comfortable and loose and easygoing just, I think, helps so much.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with both of us being married, and I'm sure you had some lovely photos of being taken of yourself on your wedding day as well. But I feel like that's the one person besides my husband who I just consistently saw like all day. There's being photo snapped all day. So it was like, it's really nice to have a photographer you feel comfortable around and, who you can just like have fun with and, yeah, like be a friend, like you said. I think that's such an important part of it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And your photos, oh my gosh, I wish I was there for those. Like just the one with the shrubbery and everything. I was like, this is so perfect. It fits Sarah. It fits her, her emotion, her feeling. And that's the best thing about photos is being able to capture it to that person's true self. It really, whoever's seeing it down the line, whether it's across the United States or in 50 years, and your great grandkids are looking at it and they're like, yep, that was her, So.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, especially, I mean, wedding photography, those will definitely be saved forever. We have a bunch of on our walls and hung up and, so it's really special memories that you get to be a part of for people. Have you ever dealt with anyone who seems very like insecure or is like, oh, don't get like my bad side or don't get this or that or how you
All the
dealt?
time, all the
Yeah.
time. And I mean, I always just let them know, like, it's okay. Like, trust me, it won't be a bad side when I take it. And they usually giggle and laugh. And it's interesting to like say that I have this elopement tomorrow. And it's a beautiful couple. They're in their 60s. They're eloping, actually. They're not telling their kids.
That's
And
so
it's a beautiful
sweet.
story. And even just like talking with her and letting her know the process, because I don't get to sit down with her in person until then. She said I was giving her what to expect, and you'll have some hand close-ups, you'll have some face close-ups, and she said, "Is there some filter to get rid of every wrinkle on my hand?" Like just her hand was, important to her, and I let her know how I felt about wrinkles in the hand and how that is just wisdom. It's your age and that's beautiful. It's something who you are.
I love that. Yeah, it's like the more I think about that too, I'm like it's such a privilege to get older, right? And it's like we shouldn't look at these things of so negative and like anti-aging and try to look younger. It's like it's such a gift. We get to live more and longer, it's a great thing. So I love that. I'm sure that like reassured her a little bit and gave her some confidence. So that's
Yeah,
really sweet.
it's just telling her story, and that's what I'm here for, is just telling your story and capturing that for you.
That's really cute. Oh, how do you feel in front of a camera? Do you feel like camera shy or no, you feel like very confident?
Absolutely. Yeah, I
Yeah.
definitely feel camera shy. I think most photographers do, we're so
Oh,
used to
yeah.
just being in control of it, and when the camera's turned around, we don't know what it looks like, and we're wanting to fix those imperfections, and it still takes me a while to get used to a different camera in front of me. And that's something I'd let everybody know. It's everyone feels uncomfortable in front of a camera, even if you're very confident. At the same time, all you think about is, oh, I wonder if I should change this or do this instead, or different pose. I don't know. Everybody has some sort of fear behind a camera.
Sure. Yeah, right. There's always that fear of like, yeah, getting a bad angle or a bad look or like, I don't want to look bad in this. So I think it, yeah, I guess that there's a lot of trust there between you and your clients as well of like making sure that you're real will really make them feel beautiful in the camera as well.
Yeah. And I mean, my favorite thing is once I know I've gotten the shot for the first few, minutes or seconds, I'll definitely show them, let them know. And I'm like, here's exhibit A. And then from there, they start to automatically feel better. And just giving them that confidence instead of having to wait several weeks for photos and still nervous about it. Just instantly giving them that reassurance, I think, is my favorite thing to do.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. they can just kind of get a taste for it and feel good, be like, yeah, that does look great. I look awesome. And then continue. That's great. Oh, has there been like a, I won't say favorite, but like a really special memory from your career so far of photographing people that has really stuck with you as like a special memory or like favorite moment?
I mean, there's so many. But what really sticks with me is there's always like something from at least every wedding or engagement, just because they're all so different. And it's interesting to see what people do for their weddings. Like I said, it's, they're telling the story, and I'm just writing it down for them pretty much, so that they have it for later. There was one, it was a semi-elopement, semi-wedding. They had to make it smaller due to certain circumstances that had happened with family. And so it was super small, super intimate, but they definitely were so creative, and it was just so fun to see them be them. We went up to the top of the ski mountain and got some shots there. And I'm not a skier. I mean, I ski now, but at the time, absolutely wasn't. So I went all the way to the bottom and hiked up for a little bit and captured them coming down, which was
Wow.
so much fun. Just them having a great time, and their she had like this wedding jumpsuit, but this beautiful, colorful veil that she was still skiing with.
My gosh.
And it's just fun seeing all the little creativity just throughout everyone's wedding. And I think those are what usually sticks to me.
That's so sweet. Yeah, no wedding will be the same. It'll always like capture some character of them. And yeah, that's pretty big, like skiing down on your wedding day, like in a wedding jumpsuit is pretty fun. That's pretty cool. Oh man, I love that. And I'll just say, what moment for you was there like a shift in gaining more confidence as a photographer yourself? So you talked a little bit about how, just a hobby, but then getting some of that feedback helped. Was there a moment where you finally were like, this is it? Like, I am feeling great. This is what I do. Like, it's, I'm great at this. And yeah, what helped you like to get a little more of that sense of confidence?
I mean, it's been building every shoot, every different type of
Awesome.
shoot I've taken. It's definitely built a little bit more. There was one recently where it was just such a beautiful engagement, such a beautiful couple, a beautiful ring. And it was for a like a NICU nurse, so she was so tired, and I don't usually shoot a specific time of day because of the light, and it's so bright, but I was like, we're going to make this happen for her. She has no idea. And it ended up being one of the most beautiful engagements I have seen today. But there was a time where we went up to a certain location and got a photo, and we had this beautiful, gorgeous mountain in the background. And the way the lighting just was, her face, everything, it looked like out of a magazine, in my opinion. I was like, holy cow, I took this. And it's a location that usually a lot of photographers go up to, and they shoot the same angle over and over and over, which is beautiful. But I decided to just turn my camera to a different mountain in that same spot. And I had so many people reach out saying, where did you take this? Like,
Oh,
what is your, where did you get this? And it kind of just was like, ooh, I have a little
yeah,
secret. Like, people are wanting to know what I shot. And I think that kind of just gave me, extra confidence. And I still look at this photo, and her eyes are just piercing at the camera, and her ring is just, the sun just shimmied off of it just perfectly. And I was like, yes,
oh,
on a magazine, please.
yes, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. I love that. And it just like just the way you're sharing it too, such an eye for like what you're thinking of, right? You're like, here, I got this in the background. I'm like, oh, I love it. It's like photographer's brain is like thinking about all these things and how they work together. It's so cool. So
Yeah,
cool to
and I was,
witness.
I was so nervous because I was like, it's going to be so bright, and there's so much snow and on top of it. And, I'm overthinking these things because I'm doing something now different than I usually would. And just to just say, the light just isn't working well for me here. And you know what? That's my favorite mountain. So why don't we just turn it over? I think it kind of helped, not only just show them, but just show what I like too within what I
Yeah.
shoot.
Oh, that's great. So sweet. I have to ask, so since you've done like engagements as well, have you ever had to like hide in bushes or anything and like
Oh
surprise
my gosh.
people? Like
Yeah,
make you
I mean, I've
hide?
hidden behind trees and
Oh
stuff.
my gosh.
And it's so funny hearing the story from the guy every time that it's happened, you know. I'm always like trying to give him a wave without showing her I'm here, or you know, I have to really give him a description of what I'm looking like, pinpoints of where I'm at. But I always hear back later, they're like, I had no idea where you were. Please show me where you were, because there was like nothing around. And another engagement I had this winter, which is one of my favorite special spots to shoot. It was where I got married, so I like sharing that with other people because it's kind of hidden. And I was in for a treat because we had gotten a massive storm overnight, which was not supposed to happen. And they had already groomed this area, so I went and was about to hide behind the same tree I hide behind every time, but I ended up in like waist deep snow, and I'm pretty tall.
Oh
And
my
I just like,
gosh.
oh my gosh. And so I had to like, I went early and just started like digging a little like snow cave for myself. And so when they
Love
were
it.
done with their proposal part of the shoot, I was like, let me just grab my bag. And they're like, where's your bag? And I'm like, oh, it's over here. And they just see me pulling it out of this little snow cave that I was just hiding in.
So funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the things you do for the great pictures.
Yeah. So you're always
So,
prepared.
yeah, really. Oh my goodness. What you do for them. That's so kind. And to make a special moment, I'm sure. That's so sweet. I love that. To transition a little bit, so to talk about your inner beauty and how beautiful you are. What is something that you love most about yourself that has nothing to do with your appearance, but is all about your inner beauty?
And it's great that you say like appearance too, because I think everybody struggles with their appearance, you know, and just with the camera as well. It's you take a photo of someone and they look at it and they'll be like, that's what I look like, you know, just because it's giving you what you really are. And I think for me, my inner beauty is just being able to listen to someone and see what they're comfortable with and what they're not, and knowing how to pick up on certain social cues that something is not right for them, or things like that, but being able to talk to them in a way that helps them, you know, open up. I think that's something I'm really good at and makes me feel really proud of, you know, who I am, and just being open and personable and, you know, chit chatting and talking. And my husband always says, you know, we go into town and everybody's like, oh my gosh, hey, Palma, how's it going? And, you know, it's just because I just like talking to everybody. Just like walk by
Yeah.
and knowing everyone's stories. And I think just that is kind of my personal and inner beauty, is just being open.
Yeah, that's so sweet. It is such like that is such a vulnerable thing. Like, as you mentioned, I feel like a lot of people can be insecure about their appearance. I think it's just very common. And so to have, you know, a picture taken is like very, yeah, very vulnerable, very can be very nerve-wracking. So it makes all the difference to have someone who you trust and you know will make you feel good on the inside and on the outside, and like, you know, well, you can kind of trust through the process to make it more comfortable. So that's really sweet. And I can totally vouch for your kindness and loveliness of being like an awesome photographer to people and making them feel really, really comfortable. So that's so great.
Thank you.
And tell me about a time when you felt beautiful. Can be recently or any time in life.
I have felt beautiful. Honestly, my wedding day, you know, it's something you look forward to for a great portion of your life. And, you know, I think a lot of people think about their wedding day from a very, very young age. You know, am I gonna find my prince? Am I going to find someone who I am going to be best friends with? Am I going to, you know, just find my best friend? And just what that looks like, you know? And so, especially just my wedding day, my photographer was so fantastic. Just, I'm someone who I don't like to be on the other side of the camera because I don't know how that feels. And he made it such a breeze. Same for my husband. He's someone who does not like his photo taken, even if it's just in the home, a very funny moment. He is someone whose hand will go up in front of the screen instantly. And so just, yeah, my wedding day, I think I look back at my photos and I felt beautiful all day and my photos reflected that. And it's just, I think about it a lot, every detail of it.
Oh, that's so lovely. And they are beautiful photos. Like, truly, you guys
Thank
had a great pictures there as well. That's so sweet. So where can people find you if they're in the area? You've like, I must say, just like looking at your portfolio in like Colorado, I'm like, I need to go out to Colorado because like the pictures that you've captured are just like absolutely gorgeous. So, but yes, for where can people find you if they're in need of a photographer?
I mean, they can pretty much reach out anywhere. My Instagram, the Telluride Lens is my handle. And my website is palmacaruso.com. And just reaching out and just letting me know what kind of day you want to capture. If it's, your 50th birthday and you're with friends and, your headshots or your engagement and everything of that sort, I'm totally open to hearing your story and just capturing it for you.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Palmer, for joining us, sharing your inner beauty and how you also like make others feel so beautiful on camera. So
Yeah, thank you for
wonderful.
having me,
Thank
Sarah.
you. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Ignited by Inner Beauty. I hope this episode served as a reminder of just how beautiful and worthy you are. If you enjoyed today's episode, please hit subscribe, provide a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and share this episode with a friend. For more information about Ignited by Inner Beauty, please go to ignitedbyinnerbeauty.com and sign up for my email list to keep up to date on new blog posts and podcast episodes. If you'd like to support my mission of empowering women, you can go to patreon.com/ignitedbyinnerbeauty and receive some exclusive content and giveaways. If you're not already following me on social media, please follow me on Instagram @ignitedbyinnerbeauty and Twitter @ignitedbeauty. Thank you again for joining me, and please tune in for the next episode.